Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, tengu.
Yo, Mina, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Thank you so much for tuning in, first off. So I do want to thank you for that. But I've had something on my head, and I've just been thinking about it a little bit. And I kind of want to share it with everybody. So if you're familiar with my website, manga-sensei.com, you'll see a list of things that we're working on and kind of where we're at with the process. It's our timeline for the projects we're working on for Manga Sensei. And we finished the site update. Site's pretty much updated now. It's pretty much good to go for the next little while. Loads faster, has some good things on there, blog's updated. How should I put this? There's been something that I've been working on. And as I've been working on, I've been asking myself a lot of questions. I'm getting ready for this Kickstarter. And I was asked this by a professor at the local university I'm good friends with. And then I was also asked to write something on it for a blog about my teaching philosophy. And I really thought I'd talk a little bit about my teaching philosophy at Manga Sensei and why we do what we do. So I'll be referencing a lot of the projects that we have and the things that we do on our website. But feel free to go there if you want. If not, it's not a big deal. What it really comes down to is, why am I teaching the way that I'm teaching? I'm not teaching the easiest way. I'm not teaching in the most... I guess that's the easiest way to put it. I'm not teaching in the easiest way. A lot of other useful shows, people find great use from things like Japan Pod 101, the original language. They teach now, like, I think, like 100 languages or something like that on there. I don't hold any punches. I don't try to pass myself off as a native Japanese speaker. In fact, I encourage people to make mistakes. I'm pretty much the closest thing you can find to an antithesis on the internet when it comes to fighting the Japanese man, if you will. I'm not affiliated with any university. I don't think that how Japanese is taught at the university level is done correctly. In fact, I'm very, very critical of it. I don't try to teach you super, super easy things that are going to make you feel good instantly. But I'm also not going to teach you anything that's useless. Every single grammar point that I have on here is planned. The order of them are kind of sporadic. I mean, what order? I don't know what order I'm exactly going in. I can probably fix that. But what I'm trying to do is, when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to our comic book, when it comes to pretty much everything that Manga Sensei does, we're trying to expose you to real Japanese, and then we're trying to give you the tools to be able to conquer it. Let me explain. Let me take the example of my comic. Our comic is written by myself and my co-founder, John. And then we write it down, then we plan each of the grammar points out for the next couple of weeks, what we need to do to kind of give people a level up. And then we sit down with our native speaker, and we have all the sentences written out as a native speaker. Once those things are done, we send them to our illustrator, Brittany, who does a wonderful job, and sends it back to us, and we go over a couple of revisions, and then we submit it to the website with a lesson. This method of teaching Japanese is somewhat, not like your traditional way of learning Japanese. I'm not giving you vocab words. I'm giving you all the words that appear there, and you can pick out what you need. I'm trying to attack Japanese from all levels, because what I'm trying to do is expose you to real-life Japanese. Then on top of real-life Japanese, I'm trying to give you the tools to be able to attack it. So I give you a grammar point and then make sure it's in the context. I give you vocab words and make sure that there's somewhere appearing in there. But I'm not going to hold any punches. I'm not going to say Japanese isn't hard. I'm not going to tell you that Japanese is easy. I'm not going to give you watered-down Japanese that matches my native language by giving you direct translations. I'm going to provide you with the tools. And that's, I guess, our philosophy here with this is, I'm trying not to insult people's intelligence. By giving them 5 minutes of really dense Japanese material and then giving them the tools to parse through it, I believe that Japanese learning becomes better. when you actually have to apply critical thinking in a separate language, in the target language, trying to make a native speaker feel comfortable. When I was living in Japan, I would try to take 1 to 2 grammar points a day and apply them. I would try to make a sentence using the grammar point that I learned. And that's what I've tried to turn this podcast into. I mean, I've learned things as I've done this, as I'm still trying to learn different ways to say things. And that's what grammar really is. It's the way to say things. And so I think with things like the 30-day challenge, which is an intensive way to get you off the ground, example sentences are given. However, they're using only the words that are found there. And they're to help you grasp a grammar point, not just to be able to recite silly little sentences. I'm not the Genki textbook, which I think is garbage. What I'm trying to do is to, again, give people the tools to conquer themselves, give them a way to actually see it succeed. And that's what I want. That's what I want people to do. I want them to succeed in Japanese and not be kind of let down by all these poor excuses for teaching. See, I see a lot of these things that a lot of websites and people will do, even people that I work with. For example, I work with Bondlingo, and I think they're a great company. I really like Bondlingo a lot. I think they're doing something that is really important. But in doing so, sometimes they fall into the habit of, how should I say, just telling you how to do an expression in Japanese, which I don't want to do. One, because I'm not a native speaker of the language, and two, because I think that if we, with the exception of certain expressions, of course, which aren't part of the language, it's, at least in my opinion, it's important to be able to understand the concepts that govern the Japanese language, the thing that makes it perfectly unique and helpful to people, the thing that makes them actually want to keep going and can give them a tool. That's what I'm trying to do, I guess. The simplest way to put it is I'm trying to give you tools. That's why I stick with the motto of our company. It takes 10,000 mistakes to become fluent. I want you to become fluent in Japanese. I do. Which is why I'm trying to encourage you to take the things that we give you and try them. Actually try them. Which is why all the projects that we're doing, whether it's the poster, they're also intensive. I noticed that. I mean, 5 minutes of really condensed material of a podcast. One chapter of a comic book with a whole bunch of words and a lot of things going on. With a good story. The story is actually very, very good. If I do say so myself. 30-day challenge. 600 vocab words. 30 individual grammar points. Some, I think there's 31 technically in there. Individual grammar points. On top of that, understanding conceptual ideas in the language. Especially if you get the book. The book has a lot of stuff going on with it. So something to be careful of. But if I were to ask anybody for anything, it would be to please try to speak Japanese. That's what I'm trying to get you to go out and do. Supplement your materials that you're doing, whether you're doing like Duolingo or whether you're learning at university or if you're in Japan, and try to supplement your learning. So I hope that this lesson, as well as other lessons, will be useful for you. I hope that kind of clarifies my teaching philosophy, that I'm trying to give people the tools but not show them how to do it per se, and trying to encourage them to make mistakes. With that, though, I will sign off. Thank you so much for your support. I really do appreciate it. Please leave us a 5-star rating down below. And if you really like Manga Sensei and want to support us and help me pay the bills so I can pay and keep having your comment go up, because everything I do is out of my pocket. I have done no ads for that on purpose. Please go and get our book. Our book is a 30-day challenge, a field guide, which helps you pass the 30-day challenge with a little bit more insight and a little bit more help. With that, I'll sign off. I wish you good luck in your travels in Japanese, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Until then, jane.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.